a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
We'll call Senate Education Committee to order. Boots, will you call the roll, please?
Senator Bradford, Krause,
here.
Rampelberg,
here.
Rave,
here.
Schleckaway,
here.
Gray,
here.
And Johnson.
Well, live from room 464, this is our last Senate Education Committee meeting. We have previously taken testimony on House Bill 1189, and we'll take that bill up again now. House Bill 1189 is an act to establish a deadline within each semester after which no student may transfer to a school district other than the resident school district through the Enrollment Options Program. With that, Representative Greenfield is here today. I believe you have amendments, and if you just want to go ahead, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. As was mentioned, I do have an amendment, and it's 1189CG. I'll walk you through that amendment. I've previously emailed you folks, but I know that sometimes we don't get at those at all of our emails over the weekend, and I did only email it yesterday afternoon. So what you see before you asks that we delete the previously adopted amendment from last week, and we will work that in the following language. And I would say that legislative staff did a wonderful job. Last week, Claire came to me with this amendment, and I can't be happier with it. She worked very hard on it, and everything is now in a very concise fashion, and I believe that it addresses every concern that has been brought up to me throughout the process. So with that, in addition to deleting the previously adopted amendment, we're asking that you delete everything after the period on page 2, line 6, and then lines 7 and 9, or 7 through 9. And then state, however, the deadlines for transfer do not apply if, one, a student is seeking to transfer to an alternative school or specialized non-public educational program. And that addresses, of course, the concerns that were brought up last week about academies and what have you. I think this language is fully encompassing and does meet the needs and concerns of everybody. Two, a student enrolls in a district after the deadline in either semester, and that again addresses such districts as Dakota Valley or what have you. It doesn't matter where, but I know that Dakota Valley does, as I mentioned last week, have a large prevalence of people who move into the district, and in some cases when they're at the northern end of one school district with an attendance center right across the way, it makes more sense for parents to open to enroll their students in the closer district, and I want to make it available, you know, open enrollment available for those folks, recognizing that when you're in a time crunch, sometimes you don't, when you move into a district, you don't know exactly what all will be before you. And so anyway, this just allows those folks that flexibility. And the third, element says the receiving school district or the school district school board or the board's designee determines that special circumstances exist and allow a student to transfer after the deadline. And that addresses concerns brought to me by Mr. Pogany from the Associated School Boards and Mr. Culver last week, who appeared before the committee. I've made him aware of this amendment and haven't heard any objections since from those gentlemen. And so I do think that this would put the bill in good shape in a form that everybody can agree with. It addresses the concerns of the folks who asked me to bring the bill forward, and it recognizes that there are a lot of other players in the game, all who have reasonable concerns, and we've tried to address all of those concerns and put it in a form that people can live with. I'm hoping that everybody sings Kumbaya and engages in a big group hug. So with that, again, I'll entertain any questions. I don't want to rehash, you know, the testimony from last week, but just recognize that there, in my opinion, there is a problem that exists out there, and I think that this puts things in a fashion that everybody can live with.
Thank you, Representative Greenfield. Are there any other comments on this particular motion? I would open that up. Charlie, if you had any or...
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Charlie Flowers, registered lobbyist for SDSUA, South Dakota Unified School Association. I just looked at that amendment just a minute ago, and I think it somewhat addresses the concerns that our folks had, Mr. Chairman and committee members. I'm not so sure it does a whole lot more than what they can do today, but if they feel it's needed, I guess we can live with as it's written today, I believe. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments? Right now, I'd open it up to the committee to questions. Does the committee have any questions? Senator Rabe.
Representative Greenfield, please. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative, while you're coming up, the sub 3, I'm reading it right, and I believe it does address the issue of a student being bullied in the middle of that interim after the beginning of the school year and before the January, they can go to the X school district and say, I need to get Susie in, and this will address that if all other things being equal work out.
Exactly. There have been some, I guess I would say, sensitive subjects that have been brought up with me, and this would allow for boards of the receiving school districts to accept those people. I won't get into the issues that have been brought up, but yeah, I think this does address bullying and anything else that people would deem to be special and worthwhile circumstances to allow for the open enrollment.
Thank you. Further questions? Senator Rampelberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess my question revolves around this third line as well. It indicates board's designee. And I think this is, personally, I like what you've got put together here, but my question really kind of revolves around any kind of can't think of the right word right now, but as you go through a due process, and if the designee just says, this is not going to work, it's nice to have a court to appeal. That's what I'm looking for. Any thoughts?
Well, yes, Mr. Chairman, if I might. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In speaking with Mr. Culver last week after the committee hearing, he said that he has a concern. Say you have a school board meeting on February 13th, and on the morning of the 14th, here come some parents with a child who has been subject of bullying or what have you. And he said, short of having to wait until the following school board meeting, he said, currently, I'm allowed to make certain decisions as the school board's designee. And when I got to looking back at the bill, existing statute on page 1, line 11 says the school board or the board's designee of the district in which the student desires to enroll shall approve or disapprove the application and shall notify the applicant and the resident board, if applicable or applicable, of the decision within 5 days of the decision. The district in which the student desires to enroll shall review the applications in the order received. Basically, this makes everything consistent with existing statute, and it wouldn't deny them any due process that they would otherwise be afforded. Thank you. Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair, if I might.
Go ahead.
Thank you for the question, Senator. That language is in administrative rule, and it does give some examples. It talks about juvenile detention. It talks about other alternative instruction instructional facilities. So it's the reason that that language is in there as it's put forth is because of what is in existing department administrative rule. We wanted to address everything fully and completely. When Senator Rampelberg brought up the question last week of academies and whatnot, recognized that probably the best way to address it was to state alternative schools or any other or specialized non-public entities. And that's how it's addressed in rule already.
Senator Krause.
Then Representative Greenfield, if they transferred just to a non-public school, would this law apply?
Well, Mr. Chairman, they could do that. They could do that at any time. I mean, in that case, they're enrolling in a entity in which they'd have to pay tuition and so on and so forth. So that wouldn't this wouldn't preclude them from doing that. But that would be. That would be because of an agreement, you know, between the parents and the school and whatnot, the private school. But this doesn't speak to this only goes to our current open enrollment statutes, basically under the current situation, too, that those are different circumstances or situations. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions regarding House Bill 1189? Any other questions? All right, seeing none, we will close to committee discussion or questions and go to committee discussion and or action. Senator Rave.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move Amendment 1189, Charlie Gavel.
Moved by Rave, second by Schleckway, to amend 1189, Charlie Golf. Tom, you got that. We'll have to use phonetics so you can understand what he's saying. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Senator Rabe, any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I'll move 1189 as amended. Oh. Do pass.
Second.
Okay.
We did.
Yep. And now at this time, we have a motion on floor. To move 1189 as amended. Moved by Rave, second by Schleckway. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, thank you. I just want to briefly say thanks to Senator Greenfield or Representative Greenfield and appreciate his work on putting this in a better form. I think I understood his idea, but I did have some concerns about some different transfers in the middle parts of the either beginning or end of the year. Those have been addressed, and I would ask for your support. Thanks.
Senator Schleckway.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to thank Representative Greenfield also. Since there is no Senate sponsor, I think we should suspend the rules and make him go pitch his bill on the Senate floor.
Any other discussion on 1189 as amended? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Senator Krause?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Schleckway?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye. Unanimous?
Yes.
All right.
Six yeas. And
by a majority vote of the members elect, House Bill 1189 as amended is declared passed. Senator Krause.
To take Representative Greenfield off the hook, I move consent.
We have a consent motion by Krause, second by Rave. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. 1189 is amended. It moves to the consent calendar.
Wonderful.
You really like the Senate, don't you?
I'm a big fan. Always have been.
I've never seen a bill without a sponsor.
All right. We do need one little bit of housekeeping from previous earlier in the committee hearing. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of 2:23? Moved by Rampelberg, second by Krause. All those in favor of adoption of the minutes?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. All right. With that, I think that takes care of our business. Wow. It's been fun, yeah. It's a good year, and thank you, everybody. Okay, got a little thank you for your work from the committee.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for putting up with me. It was a learning experience.
Well, I think we're all going to vote you Rook of the Year this year.
Okay.
Since, thanks for all your work helping keeping us organized and on time and everything else that it takes to be a great committee secretary, and you're doing a great job, and look forward to you serving us in the future. All right. Senator Rave.
Before we adjourn for the last time, I just want to thank you and Senator Gray. You guys did a great job chairing and vice chairing and interchanging, and we had some pretty tough sledding stuff this year, and I think we did a great job. So I appreciate your leadership and thank both of you for that.
You bet. And with that, I think I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Schleckway, second by Krause. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I'm opposed. Thank you, and we'll talk to you.